You are listening to episode 774. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being exactly where you are as you get ready to meditate or to discover a meditation technique you can take into your day-to-day life, because it's not just meditation, it's a lifestyle. In today's meditation, you're going to discover a chakra meditation technique and a way to be your most productive, a meditation lifestyle technique to help you get your best, most important work done. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. Each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth as you explore different techniques to see what might work best for you. Now, if you've never done a chakra and you're not sure what a chakra is, no worries. You can simply be guided in the visualization part of this meditation without doing the chakra technique. It's all good. Well, in today's meditation, you're going to explore how to overcome a bad mood. Our series this week is all about how to overcome a bad mood. So there are seven meditation techniques customized for you that you can try out as you manage bad moods. Now, these moods can dominate your days, they can linger on for years, and they can prevent you from doing what's most important in your life. So the chakra meditation technique I share, you could do if you're seated right there getting ready to meditate. Just settle yourself in. Start to relax your body. You can close your eyes and keep them slightly elevated. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Or you might be walking or doing errands or running around at work. However you listen to the meditations is just perfect. We're all at a certain point in our journeys, our meditation journeys, so honor the place where you are. You're just getting started meditating, and you're just listening and doing a few techniques as you go about your day. That's great. That's the way it starts. We all start somewhere. If you're already a meditator and you're looking for meditation inspiration, these techniques will help your meditation ritual to become incredibly dynamic. Now, if you would like to be guided in a meditation, I release a full, complete guided meditation using these same techniques I share with you on the podcast over on my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. There you can find a way to receive 14 meditations absolutely free. Again, it's at sipandom.com. Well, in the meditation technique that I share with you today, you're going to be focused on your first chakra, which is your root chakra. It's where it all begins. It's where you feel rooted and grounded and connected to your values, your aspirations, your true inner nature. And this is the part of you that can get lost in the shuffle of a busy day, especially if you have these heavy moods weighing down on you. So when you connect to your source, those values may be spiritual, maybe how you were raised, what you stand for. When you connect to this, you start to put things a little more into perspective. When you consider whatever triggered your bad mood, you start to realize that you are so much more than your bad mood. So you can settle yourself in and get ready to focus on your first chakra. It's right at the base of your spine, considered to be your coccyx. And you could visualize yourself rooted like a tree with branches deeply embedded in the earth, connecting you. Those branches could represent your family members who raised you, or anyone who ever cared for you, who supported you and believed in you. Those people created roots, created a strength and confidence within you. You can tap into maybe your spiritual values. Consider what you represent. What do you stand for? And now, as you're remembering what you're all about, could even choose a few qualities such as integrity or peace or humor. Maybe you're a funny person. You don't take yourself so seriously when you're in the right sorts. Well, get yourself in the right sorts now. Remember times in your life where you felt truly at your best. You at your best. Bring these times to mind. This is you. Your negative mood is not you. That's something outside yourself that triggered a response within you. But it's not you. You are your essence at your core. It's what you stand for. That's who you are. Visualize yourself at a time in your life where you felt incredibly connected. Notice the expression on your face, who you were with, what the weather was like, where were you, what were you wearing? This is you at your finest. Your negative mood is not you. This is you. Visualize it. Now go into your meditation. If your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath to refocus yourself. Or bring this into your day. Think about this as you're going about your day, feeling within your body the same feelings, the same emotions you felt when you are at your finest. And at some point today, if you could do this for a week, it would be the best. Set aside 25 minutes once a day. Set a timer using this Pomodoro technique. You can find the resource for this series if you go to the Bad Mood Meditation series on my website at Sip and Om. There's a link to the Pomodoro technique. I want you to use this technique to give yourself the self-care you deserve. 25 minutes, focus on doing something that puts you in this moment where you feel at your best, at your finest. Set a timer. Do it for 25 minutes. Don't let anything or anyone interrupt you. If you could do this for a day, if you could do this for a week, it could make all the difference in how you manage stress triggers and your negative moods. don't lose yourself, who you are, your essence, because of a negative mood. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.